News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, a series of nine books written by a father following the sudden death of his son has grown into a worldwide phenomenon, with sales now approaching the 1 million mark. And Adam's Cloud has amassed several A-list fans, including Michael Douglas and Adam Sandler. And they were written by Benji Bennett, who joins us now. Benji, will you just tell us a little bit about how, I suppose, you came to write the books?
Yeah, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Ciara. We lost Adam very suddenly to an undiagnosed brain tumour on a Friday. He was running around, and on Monday he was gone. And we didn't really know anything about it. So the moment we lost him, this profound sense of we'll be okay. We spent so much time with Adam. We told him we loved him every day. We kind of felt we just wanted to try and remind parents of the importance of spending time with children, telling them they're loved, and creating kind of magical experiences for them for when they're younger that kind of helps them through life. So I started writing with no video or photographs. Probably had some photographs, but very little video of Adam. So I was trying to remember some of the things that we did. And I just started writing some little stories about a camping adventure that we had down in British Bay, our favourite place on the beach. And I wrote, you know, a line, I love you much more than a big sandy beach. And that kind of started everything off. And so it was inspired down in Wicklow. And I continued on writing about, you know, how much fun we used to have making sandcastles. I love it much more than space, because we'd often talk about the stars and so on. And that was it. I wrote, and on his first anniversary, my first book, Before You Sleep, was published. And I suppose that the rest really is history from there.
And that book, Before You Sleep, went on to win the Children's Book of the Year. It outsold, a lot of parents would be very familiar with the book, The Gruffalo, and was a huge phenomenon. And obviously now you've written a series of books. I mean, when you say it like that, that you lost little Adam within 24 hours, I can't imagine the shock, because you had no time to prepare for something like that. So I presume there was never a plan to write these books. You weren't a budding author anyway. This was just your life took a turn.
Yeah. So I suppose you could say they're totally inspired. I worked in Vodafone at the time, were always very good to me during the period. And there was no plan. You know, there wasn't nine books. You know, authors don't write because they want to be writers. They usually write because they have something to say, or they need to do something. So, the first book, it just went huge. It won the Irish Book of the Year. It's been a huge seller every year. We've had huge support from all the retail, all the bookshops, Dunstores, Easton, Dubray, Mothercare, all the independents and so on. And then, of course, it's all of that hard work getting out there, promoting. We're gifted this weekend all the Ploughing Championship stuff over in the UK. So, it's like everything, it's and all the people who do this kind of thing, it's just out there, you know, pushing what you want to say and trying to make a little bit of a difference and bring some happiness into some lives.
Yeah, and I know you do donate to charity some of the proceeds from the books, but you donate them to very specific charities.
Yeah, I wanted to kind of do a charity thing, and somebody said to me, look, don't set up another charity. There's plenty out there that you can help and support. And I thought that was a really good idea. So Barrettstown were a huge support to us. We did a bereavement camp there with them. And so my first book, you know, it's a small percentage, but it all adds up. And then there's Make-A-Wish got in contact. They said, oh, look, we've seen your book. It's lovely. And I said, oh, God, Adam granting wishes. Okay, that's another amazing thing. And then it was Anne and Cara, Bernardo's, and the Laura Lynn Foundation. So I love being involved with those.
Really lovely children's charities. Will there be more books, Benji? You're not giving up. This is going to be, is this life now that you are a children's author?
Yeah. It's 24/7, the kind of 365 type of thing. So yes, I'd hope to write more. We've got some big plans for next year. We're looking at doing some cartoons as well on the series. That's at an early stage at the moment. So a lot kind of happening, as always is, just to keep things moving along. So we're hugely excited about things that that are down the pipeline
Yeah.
as well over the next while. So we keep on going, we keep
And
out promoting.
very lovely that you keep Adam's name alive in this way. A lovely text has come in for you from Tom in Cork, Benji. It says, my fondest memories with my now 6-year-old was reading Adam's books before we went to bed every night when he was younger. Thank you, Benji.
Yeah, one of the things, you know, the first thing I said is actually, you know, when I spoke about him at his funeral, one of the things that I said is, if every child can just get an extra 10 minutes of playtime at mum and dad and are told they're loved every day, that will help make sense of why this has happened to us. It'll give us that why us. And I suppose at this stage, that's really what I'm trying to do. My number one focus, in essence, is on the front page of Before You Sleep. Adam is there, and he's happy, and he's smiling. And I say to everybody, that's what I want to do, is for every child to go to sleep like that after being told that they're loved, reassured, and happy, and have a happy sleep, and have happy dreams.
Look, that's a lovely note to sign off on. Thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. That is Benji Bennett there, the author of Adam's Cloud.
Yeah, a lovely sentiment is right, Ciara.